Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. My name is Shadow Pramzi, and I am the girl next door. I'm hanging out with Jindy, the Vibe God, on this episode of The Vibeville on The Happy Broadcast, the podcast. Do not go away.
This is a Feel Good Neighborhood podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and I would say you're welcome to the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. And this is the 12th episode of the series we started because, yeah, we started the series together. I talk, you listen to me, and we've had amazing guests grace this particular show. We've had amazing conversations. And if you want to sit for like hours and listen to this podcast, you have an amazing time, a swell time, I mean. So this is the Happy Broadcast Show. This is the 12th episode of The Vibe View, and this particular episode is amazing. It's going to be amazing because we have side-splitting comments attached to it, something that will just make you laugh, open you up a bit, and just make you feel a little bit pumped up and lit. I go by the name Jindy the Vibe Girl. I've always been your host, the ever entertaining host of this particular podcast. Just have to give it to me. A round of applause for the host. So ladies and gentlemen, on this particular episode, I have with me in the house an amazing lady, and she is a radio presenter. You would say, Daniel, seems you have a thing with presenters these days, because the last episode of Vibe, you had a radio presenter and you called him an OAP, which we did not know what that meant, but you sure broke it down. So on this episode, you're bringing a radio presenter again. What is it that you have with presenters? So ladies and gentlemen, with me is a beautiful lady. This one is a lady. The other one was a man. So this one is a lady. Her name is Shadow Pramzi. You heard the snippet of that intro. You heard it. And she's with me in the studio. Please, the audience members, please, a shout for her.
Oh my God, make it louder.
Thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, she is a radio presenter, a fictional writer, and also a copywriter. And she's a big fan of Trevor Noah. I have to bring that in because, you know, yeah, she's a big fan of Trevor Noah, because this particular episode is called Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor Noah. And if you're asking me what really inspired the name of this particular episode, there's a song in Burna Boy's album, and that was Twice as Tall, the album that won the Grammy. The name of the song is 23. One of the lines in the song is, "Music make me feel like hippie Jordan." Burna Boy is trying to say that music makes him feel like he's Jordan, the guy that plays basketball. For us right here, radio makes us feel like we're Trevor Noah. Do you understand me? So this is the 12th episode and it's going to be amazing. And also the playlist for this particular episode is beautifully curated by Shadow Pramzi. And we have songs from the likes of Pata Rankin. We have songs from the like of Ashake. And the last song is also from Burna Boy. And that was a song that came from the Twice as Tall album. Now let's kickstart the show. Let's talk about things you've discovered lately. Something you've discovered lately. On the last episode of Vibe View, Rick said that he discovered that a shrimp has its heart in its head.
Oh, wow.
So we even planned on writing a book called How to Be Like a Shrimp.
Oh my God.
A guide to falling in love. So that when someone wants to fall in love, your heart's good in your head. So that anytime you did like say one day anyhow, you go move.
Okay, I would like to see this Rick and tell him that I feel like if your heart is in your head, then you're not completely in love. You need to be lost in love. Jesus. When I write my stories, I make my characters, although I try to make it really realistic. But I make it in such a way that my characters are immersed in the emotion. Even though it's not real. No, it's make-believe. But they need to be immersed. They need to be absorbed in whatever they're feeling. Love makes you stupid. The video said, love is blind. Okay, let's not go there. But I feel like if your head is in your heart is in your head, then you're not completely in love.
So maybe not write the book with that.
Just be foolish for love.
So now let's talk about things you've discovered lately.
Okay, yesterday I came across the Dani people. I realized that these people, although civilization may have cut in, Achebe said they have used a knife and cut that which made elders together. Thousand things fall apart. And I feel like civilization came into the Dani's people tradition and cut off that part of their tradition, which I don't agree with. In their tradition, if a loved one dies, a woman cuts off a finger.
Mad.
Yeah, exactly. So if your father dies today, you cut off one of your fingers. Like I saw a picture of one of the ladies that lost all her fingers because her loved ones died. And you cut your fingers based on how close you were to this person.
Yeah.
If my dad dies, I have to cut my finger. So if my boyfriend dies or my husband dies, I have to cut my finger. But if my cousin dies, maybe a distant relation, it may not be necessary for me to cut my finger, which is actually absurd. But then they were practicing it and they're still doing it in that part of
the world. Shouldn't come to this part of the world. Should be there in that part of the world.
How about part of Africa that when you were getting married, did you get married, the tie, not like it's like a string, like a ring. to your beep and then attach it to your husband's sleep. That is romantic.
Things are crazy, you know.
Oh, seriously, people's tradition are actually very crazy, but they did it. How about in Cross River State?
Yeah.
When you want to get married back then, if you're getting married as a lady, you walk topless.
Topless, yeah?
Yeah, and then they dance for you and they do what we call go. Beautiful, isn't it?
It's still happening. It's my culture. I'm an ethnic man.
I'm an ethnic woman too. Although I wouldn't want to do that, but kudos to those who still do it.
Yeah?
It's like bringing our tradition out there and being proud of it. And that's one thing, Trevor Noah. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
If we start this, we will end it.
But I wanted to say that this particular podcast started with your breath.
Yeah.
And it's not going to end until Jesus comes. Can I get amen to that?
So, ladies and gentlemen, now let's talk about things you're passionate about. You are a radio presenter. Mm-hmm. You are a copywriter and also a fictional writer. Growing up, when I was at the age of 15, I once heard someone, a neighbor, yeah, said she is a copywriter and also a ghostwriter. And that day I was pondering because I didn't ask questions. I was a curious child, but I don't know what happened that day. I didn't ask her, what is a copywriter? Because growing up as a child, I didn't want to make people feel like I don't know these things, right? I just pretend as if I know, then I'll go make my research. So I sat down pondering, thinking about who's a copywriter. I didn't have a phone that time to even go on Google and check who is a copywriter and what a copywriter does. So I went ahead thinking that a copywriter is somebody that actually copies other people's stuff. And a ghostwriter is a writer that writes for the ghost.
Oh my God.
That was what I thought. So now there's a time in school and our teachers were asking us, do you love to be a writer? People say writing doesn't pay, things like that. And I was like, I will be a very good writer. And the teacher asked me, what kind of writer do you want to be? Because there are so many things to write about that you have to choose, pick a niche. Like, what is a niche? Like, you have to pick an area of concentration. So which of them would you go for? What would you want to write? I was like, I want to be a copy and a ghostwriter. And the teacher looked at me, I was like, she felt I knew what I was saying. I was like, good one. So what is a copywriter and who's a ghostwriter? My answers were amazing.
You know?
I said, a copywriter is somebody that copies things written by other people, and a ghostwriter is a writer that writes to the ghosts. The class didn't laugh because they didn't understand what was happening. It was when my teacher started laughing, and they were like, what is going on? So it was when she explained everything to them, everyone started laughing.
Oh my God.
From that day, I had a name. I was called a ghostwriter. So how did this all start? Things you're passionate about. How did everything start? From being a radio presenter to being a copywriter to being a fictional writer. How did this all start? You saw someone do it and you were like, okay, I want to give it a try. I want to give it a shot.
Okay, I didn't want to talk about this until I blow.
Yeah?
I've become very popular. All right, when I was small, there was this particular TV presenter. I can't remember her name because I was always coming in between, like in the middle of the show. She always spoke very well. And back then, I realized that if you're a woman and you speak very well, you can't intimidate men. And each time she spoke, men were always like, oh my God, this woman can speak. And I was like, oh my God, if this is what makes men happy, if this is what makes men crazy, then I want to speak well.
Yeah.
I want to be a TV presenter. That was when I was very small. So I started learning to speak. I wanted to speak like her. And I kind of feel like I speak like her. Yeah. That was why I wanted to be a TV presenter back then. Then growing up, I realized my sister also wanted to be a TV presenter. And my sister is 6 years older than me. But there was always this competition between us. So I was like, okay, now let me just shift aside, let her do her thing. But some of my neighbors used to say I should go into radio that it fit me.
Yeah, you have the voice for it.
Yeah. So after my secondary school, I met a friend who told me she started studying communication arts. And she was like, promise, why don't you try radio? I'm like, come on, I'm going to study medicine. You heard what my mom said. She was like, no, try, give it a try. When I got admission, she met me outside the gate.
Yeah.
And told me to try radio. That was the one person that really encouraged me to chase my dreams. And I realized that I was passionate about radio. And therefore, writing, when I was small, when I was a little girl, I always imagined stuff. I started reading romance when I was like, I think I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I was reading novels. So my family thought I read a lot. Maybe I could be a doctor because I read every day a lot. But that wasn't my area. I was just excited about reading novels. When I was 11 years old, I told my mom I want to be a writer. And she was like, no, you can't be a writer. How many writers in Nigeria make money? Go and become a doctor.
That was always the narrative.
Exactly. And that was what killed my dreams of being a writer. So when I finished secondary school, I started to this computer school, and this guy was always talking about programming. So I was like, okay, I'd love to do this. Then the idea of writing came back. I said, okay, why don't I try blogging? I started writing my diary. I was always very depressed as a teenager, to be honest. And then this, my friend who told me I should try radio, was always reading my diary. I don't like people reading my diary.
Yeah.
But each time she reads it, she's like, why didn't you write more? I'm like, I don't understand. This is my diary. She was like, she likes reading because it sounds like a novel. It reads like a novel.
Yeah.
Okay, because of her, I started writing more in my diary because of her. Even if it's not, didn't happen, I didn't feel that way, I'll write it because I know she would enjoy reading it.
Yeah.
So I started writing articles for Current School News, for some other guys, started freelancing, and then I started ghostwriting, writing stories. When I started writing stories at first, I didn't enjoy writing erotica because, I mean, why would I sit down and start writing sex scene?
Sometimes it's just imagination, right?
Yes. But right now, I feel like it's very easy to write all of those stories because I just need to put the smile.
You know what I have in my head now?
What?
You know, when we were growing up and we were reading erotica, I actually read more of those books. And now, there was a time someone told me if I can ghostwrite a book of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never had a practical in it. I don't know if you understand what I'm
saying. Yeah, I understand.
So I was like, how would I go about writing something I don't have an experience in? So I've not practiced this. So how am I going to write it? Because I don't have a first-hand practice. So it was weird doing it.
Growing up, I realized that most erotic writers were ladies. And as an adult, I wish, I pray, and I hope that some of the writings I write make children feel the same way Nora Roberts' books used to make me feel.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, she gave me this fantasy of men, like this ideology of what a man should be like.
Yeah.
I should smell like a man.
And yeah.
Like, till now, I write, it smelled like a man, but then I don't even know what a man smells like. Apart from the cologne that I know, okay, it's masculine, the perfume was masculine. But when I read it, like, the air that shafted into her, that rafted into her nostril, smelled like that of a man.
Yeah.
His parents, his smile, his job, jawline, his chiseled stomach. You know what a chiseled stomach looks like. No! I just imagine all of these things. So, yeah. Right now, when I write, I hope that my writing makes people feel the way I felt when I was small. That's the only thing I look forward to doing. That sometimes I write and, okay, there was this particular story I wrote. It was a mystery romance. One of my classmates, my roommate, read that book. Her phone got missing because she was engulfed in reading that book. She said, she came back and she was like, promise you were too wicked. You know what I made her pass through? That kind of, it was just too sad. I'm like, exactly. I want to,
you know, at times
sad.
When you're writing a story, the character development at times, like, are characters you hurted first,
mm-hmm.
and you make them suffer. For example, there was a character in Game of Thrones. At the first stage, at the first scenes, the first season, 1, 2, 3, you wouldn't have loved him until when he started suffering. Then you feel pity, and that pity would move you to love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Dr. Ava in that story, I made her lose father and mother and her brother. Okay, she never really saw her dad, but her dad was
an absent father.
Annoyed. A nerd, just like her. She was a nerd and she was always wanting to be like him, though she never really knew him.
Yeah.
And then when she lost a brother, a younger brother and a mom, that was when I decided she needed to come out.
Yeah.
So when I started explaining to her, if I didn't make this happen, it's just like our lives. I feel like the lives we live has already been scripted. We are just actors acting it out.
Yeah.
So our brother and our mom needed to die, so she would have the guts. If they didn't die, she would be like, oh, I can't take up this mission because of the people I love.
Yeah.
But then right now, she had nothing to lose. She dies, nobody will cry.
Yeah.
So why don't I just do this thing at once? So that was why she fell in love with this guy. And oh my God, till now, I don't think I've ever written any story about a male character that makes me attached like the way I was attached to Agent Jack. It was just my definition of a man.
Amazing. Now let's talk about the radio part of you. This episode is called Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor Noah. And now we should have probably a freestyle stage. You know, because of Trevor Noah, I started reading a book called Performing Life Comedy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've always told the story. I've always wanted to be a stand-up comedian. Now, because growing up, I loved Comedy Central. I was a big fan of Jim Gavigan, and I'm still a big fan of Jim Gavigan, and also the lady Tik Notaro, a big fan of those people. In my top 10 of stand-up comedians, like, they come first and second. Now the thing is, I grew up watching Comedy Central on DSTV. I was so much in love with Comedy Central. All these shows from Key and Peele, all of those shows, I loved all of them. So my cousins used to feel like, oh, when he grows up, he's going to be a stand-up comedian. Why is he always watching Comedy Central? It's boring now. How do you understand these things? There's some jokes that I would laugh and I'll tell them, did you get that? Like, it's so funny. Like, what's funny there? Just like when someone told me that I wish I would, the comedy specials for Netflix by Trevor Noah was not funny.
Wait, is the person?
I won't even go there. Let's just so that I
if I met the person, I'll be like, picture so.
So I grew up loving Comedy Central. So a lot of people probably tipped me that I grew up to be a stand-up comedian. I'm a very funny character. You don't want to see that funny side of me.
I want to.
So growing up, I loved everything comedy. So this year I was reading Performing Life Comedy. I'm not done with it yet. Wow. By Chris Ritchie. If you want to be a stand-up comedian, I feel some stand-up comedians in Nigeria need to read that book.
Exactly.
Some of them are not doing comedy. They're just noisemakers on stage, using people to crack jokes. You get me? So I feel most of our comedians in this part of the world should read that book. It's very, very brilliant. So this particular episode is Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor Noah. And now let's start. What makes you love this man, Trevor?
Okay. I feel this is an opportunity for me to correct this motive by some people who think I like Trevor because of his looks. Oh my God. I never, to be honest, I didn't even see that Trevor was cute until first of this year.
Yeah.
I was interviewing a guest right here in the studio and he said, oh my God, we were talking about Trevor. Fine man. I was like, excuse me. Yeah. Is Trevor fine?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was what I said because I never pictured Trevor as cute. I listened to him. Trevor is smart. He's a critical thinker.
Very intelligent.
Oh my God. Thank you very much. He's very, very intelligent. He knows how to get answers from your mouth, even if you don't want to.
Yeah.
There's something he said to Tommy Lauren that till today, I just can't get over it. Tommy Lauren said she doesn't see color. And yeah. I was like, oh wow, we don't see color. Then what do you see on the traffic light?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what do you like? I was like, oh my God, whoever this man is, I need to follow you. I love Trevor because he's smart.
Yeah.
I love him because of his personality. I know he talked about, he said something about authenticity.
Yeah.
And he said that people only show you that part of them they want you to see.
Yeah.
So I know I don't really know him fully. Cool, but then I love Trevor because he's smart. He's a critical thinker. I love his stories. Grass to Grey story.
Yeah.
A nameless, faceless, pimple-ridden boy from South Africa.
Yeah.
Growing up to become the host of, oh my God.
I think I should give the listeners a rundown of what is happening in Trevor Noah's life.
Okay.
Trevor is on a tour and the name of the tour is Off the Record. Here he's touring countries. It was in India.
Yeah.
And
that was last week.
Some places in the US too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing amazingly well. Now, the first time I knew about Trevor was when he hosted his, was it the second? Was it, because he has 12 comedy specials. He has 12 comedy specials. Now, I kind of have a show, I'll rank all of them from my best, from 1 to 12.
Okay.
Now, I wish I would comes fourth, like the one he released last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would comes, was it last year or this year? Last year.
This was last year.
Yeah.
Or next Netflix started airing it this year.
This year, right? Yeah. To be sincere with you, I wish I would come fourth on the list of my favorite. So Trevor has been amazing. Like, he's been doing amazingly well for himself. Having 12 comedy specials is not an easy task. And also, when he started hosting The Daily Show, he took over from Jon Stewart.
Yes.
And you know, the show was just a night show, Comedy Central's mm-hmm. show. And people were loving it. Jon Stewart, the white guy doing his thing. I'm not trying to be racist yet.
No, I understand.
The white guy doing his thing.
No, Trevor would say that's racist.
Yeah. So when Jon Stewart left, they brought in a correspondent because Trevor started working as a correspondent in The Daily Show. Now, they brought in him as the host. A lot of people are like, who is this guy, yeah? Who is this guy? And he said something about when he went to the embassy to stamp his visa, his papers and everything. So one of the person at the embassy asked him, where are you from? And he said, South Africa. The lady lifted up her head and looked at him, sized him up and down like, you, South Africa, did you grow up under the shade?
Oh my God.
Because it doesn't look African.
No, it doesn't.
Now, there's this thing in these people's head that if you're African, you should be black.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chimpanzee and all this kind of stuff. So we're like, this guy, did you grow up under the shade? So Trevor's like, nah, he didn't grow up under the shade. So Trevor's been amazing. He's hosted the Grammys 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And now he might end up losing it the fourth time.
For the Grammys 3 times.
Best comedy albums.
Yeah.
I feel he will be called to host for the fourth time. Now, the first time he was called to host, I told my friend, because he's not a big fan of Trevor, he's a big fan of Kevin Hart.
Okay.
But I told him, bro, Kevin Hart cannot host the Grammys. And he was like, give me a reason. I was like, Kevin Hart can't go hours without using the F word.
Exactly.
Do you get me? So he can't host that kind of a show. And now I told this guy, if Trevor should host the Grammy, like if he should host it, he's going to host it for 3 times.
Exactly. Wow.
And it ended up happening. And he's going to host it for the fourth time.
He deserves it, actually.
He would host it for the fourth. And also, just so you know, on the 31st of October, he's dropping his new book on cut grass.
I had to. Okay. Immediately he posted the book. That was, was it 3 months ago?
Yeah.
I went to check what the book was about and he said the book is like another version of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. Like, I'm already waiting. I have people who are going to help me buy the book on Amazon, wherever the book is, because I can't wait to read the book. So honestly, I'm really happy. And talking about when he went to the US, he said something about when Obama wanted to go for presidency.
Obama is a big fan.
Very big fan.
Bill Gates is a big fan. I used to ask people. Now, Bill Gates and Obama, they are top-notch individuals, but they are big fan of Trevor Noah. So you that is still in this Nigeria with me, and you are saying you don't love Trevor. Okay, no.
What
no
do
offense.
Like? Just what do you like?
His book, Born a Crime, I heard it's going to be adapted into a movie, and you said something about the cartoon version.
Yeah. The animated version. I saw it. That was, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still on. You can get it. You can watch it in case you can't read the book. But the book is amazing.
Yeah.
When I read the book, I cried. I laughed. I was angry.
Yeah.
I felt every emotion in the book. And because
I feel I'm Trevor's mom.
No. I feel, let me say this. And I'm not trying to be insulting.
Yeah.
I feel Trevor may be a good partner, but not really a good dad. Judging from the way his mother raised him. I feel like if he has kids, he should take them to Patricia.
Yeah.
Mom, raise these kids the way you raise them. Millennials know how to raise kids more than Gen Z kind of parents. Yeah? Trust me.
But Trevor is not a Gen Z.
No, he isn't.
He's 39.
Makes me want to cry.
Trevor is 39.
I know that. I know. Yeah. But I'm saying the way he was raised as a child, you know, his mom chasing him, that part of his mom was running after him.
Yeah.
He does something wrong.
He said he was the best in his school's athletic team.
Athletic because of his mom.
Yeah.
Kudos to Patricia.
Another thing is Lupita Nyong'o, she's an Oscar award winning actress.
Okay.
I will use the word because of gender equality, I would say actor.
Okay.
But she's a lady. Mm-hmm. And she said something that when she read the book Bonner Crime, she couldn't keep it down. She was so immersed in it. She felt everything Trevor felt.
After I read that book, I decided that I have a story that people needs to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, I got really... Okay, one of the reasons I also follow Trevor is because Trevor inspires me. If Trevor had this kind of story, it wouldn't really sound like the conventional grass to gray story
yeah.
about that you were arcane, you lived in a shabby house.
Yeah.
Trevor, well, he didn't really live in one of these fancy houses.
Yeah.
But at least he also had his own fair share of life. But Trevor inspires me to be better, to grow, that I have a voice that the world needs to hear.
It was speaking at Eddie Murphy's show, and he said something about how he started following Eddie Murphy. And there was a time he came out, you know, just like coming out to tell people that I do this. So with his guy, he came out and told one of his cousins that he's a comedian. He was like, are you like funny like Eddie Murphy? Are you funny like Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy is very funny. Are you like him, huh? Trevor was like, yeah, he's very funny. I'm like, okay, can you show me how Eddie Murphy does it? Do it the way Eddie Murphy does it. So the thing is, Trevor actually had a role model that had a template all set up. I used to tell people that for everything you want to do in life, you want to be a writer, there's so many writers out there with amazing templates, with so many things you can listen to. The thing is, you're not trying to be like them, but you're finding an inspiration and a place to build on. Now, I'm a big fan of Barack Obama, how he left Kenya, how he made it out because his mom is from the US.
The story of Barack Obama reminds me of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah.
So the whole story of how he left Kenya, made it to the US because of his mom, who was a citizen of the United States, and how he became a lecturer, from being a lecturer to a senator to becoming president. And man, I think that's one of the precedents in the world. I don't admire politicians. I don't. If I should have a role model, I can never pick a politician as my role model. But Barack Obama beats that. Just like Trevor. Trevor's an amazing person that if you know me, I don't tell you about Trevor, then I don't love you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that all my roommates are listening to Trevor because of me?
So if you should be a pastor, it works.
Guy, I'll be about an evangelist.
We should have a freestyle because we are saying radio makes you feel like Trevor. So you doing the whole thing, bringing the whole humor thing, the side-splitting comedy. You know, there's a difference between being a comedian and being a clown. I think that's one thing Nigerian stand-up comedians should. They should come to me for a crash course and I would probably give it to them. There's a difference between being a clown and being a stand-up comedian and being a comedian. So I feel you should do a freestyle. Major radio with stand-up. Just major radio with stand-up. Just do it. The floor is yours.
The floor
is mine. I'm going to open. Okay. Let me be the MC. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. This is Madison's Gray Garden. I go by the name Jindy. And if you want to write me a check, my name is Daniel Lawrence. That is the name my mom gave me when she gave birth to me. And today at Madison Square Garden, this is called Daniel Lawrence Off the Record. Yeah, I know I'm trying to mimic someone. You know the person, and his name is Trevor Noir. And this is Daniel Lawrence Off the Record show. This is a very exciting comedy special. And the first performer tonight, I'm not going to perform first. Okay, I have a lot of people going to perform. But the first person performing tonight, she goes by the name Shadow Promzy. Just like Tig Notaro, she has their status like Tig Notaro. And she's going to perform for us tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, make welcome Shadow Promzy.
You're a sly. You're a big sly. Okay, which president of the United they speak like that.
People, I will not even listen to you anymore.
I feel like I don't really have that voice, but yeah, I love Donald Trump. Trust me. I love Donald Trump, especially when he was talking. I think it was one of the speech he gave.
Yeah.
The White House, and he said, there is nothing greater than Jesus Christ. And I was like, where was Trevor that day? Why didn't he?
You know, Trevor, at some point, because I kind of supported Donald Trump.
Okay.
I think we're on the same page. During the Biden and the Trump run for presidentship, I supported Donald Trump.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big fan of Donald Trump. So the thing is, Trevor kind of made me want to say, man, don't do this again, huh? You're attacking my beloved president, you know?
And his wife.
Yeah. So Trevor made it look like he supported Biden because of Barack. You know, Trevor and Barack kind of, close. So he kind of supported Joe Biden because of Barack Obama, and he's always attacking Donald Trump. And there's a way he said Donald Trump talks. He said, if Donald Trump is giving a speech and you're with your remote, please hold it tight. Because he goes like, I want you to know, and I want you to know. Like, low volume up. So you should be with your remote sooner. When he's going up, you bring the volume down. And when he's going down, you take it up a bit. So Trevor was savage.
In his book, Born a Crime, he said his granddad, when he wanted to send him to school, he was like, okay, you must go to that school and you must learn how to speak good English.
Yeah.
And Trevor went to school, came back, and the man said, "Oh yeah, put volume. Joy was like, no, it's increase the volume.
Yeah.
It would decrease and increase your, like, you know, put volume." So, okay, when he said that voice sounded like Donald Trump's voice.
Yeah.
So I was not trying to understand the relationship between Donald Trump and his granddad.
Yeah.
Why was the voice, you know, why was the voice?
Don't cheat the audience. You're supposed to perform for us. So ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the playlist section. Now, you have songs from Pataranki, you have songs from Ashake, and we also have a song from Burna Boy. You don't do Afrobeat.
No, I don't.
But now her playlist on the Vibe Viol is Afrobeat song. All true.
Mm-hmm.
Ashake's song. We have a song from Pataranki and also a song from Burna Boy. Burna Boy, he's been doing so well. Mm-hmm. The Afrobeat, the whole Afrobeat movement, he's taking it out there, representing the culture, doing so well. Taking it from what Fela started building to making it something. Now, he's not the only one doing it.
No, we have
David, we have Whiskey.
Yeah, Rima.
But now I'm giving him the credits because he's doing amazing. Burna Boy changed the whole narrative. When I was a little kid, I listened to albums because I have an uncle who was so, like, he listened to music so much and he would tell you about albums, about EPs. And I was like, what's the meaning of all this? He was so much into pop culture. I was just a comedy guy. He was into pop culture. So when we meets to talk, he will tell me things he knows about pop culture and I'll tell him things I know about comedy. That way we're very close. Burna Boy, he's doing so well for himself. He's a Grammy Award winner, won with Twice as Tall, and he might likely be nominated again this year because November we have the Grammy will release a list of nominations. Now they're trying to, like, listen to the song submitted and try to choose which one will make it to the nomination list. So Burna Boy, what do you have to say about this man?
Okay, I feel like Burna Boy is an illustration, an example of whatever you say, oh, as a man thinking in his art,
yeah.
He came out with Twice as Tall.
The first album was African Giant.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But then I feel like Twice as Tall, I feel like that was him saying, I'm going to be twice as tall as I was before. And look at him.
You know, the thing is, he has charted a course for so many things.
Yes, I know he has.
Yeah.
But the man's songs, I wouldn't really say his songs are the best.
Yeah.
But there's something my brother says about Christian artists. He says most of them they don't really sing songs that can move the spirit, but then there's just something encoded, something he calls grace. So I feel like Burna Boy works with this, apart from the fact that he makes good music. Don't get me wrong, he makes good music. There's aura around his music that you want to stop and listen to the song.
Like,
when I first heard Question, I had to go and Google who sang the song, and it was mad, it's crazy.
Now the thing is, if you want to trace it down, Burna Boy's mom, Bosse Ogulu.
Yes.
Now she is managing. Now, you know, Burna Boy has a sister, her name is Nisi. She dropped an EP called Unboxed, and she's doing so well for herself. I don't know if you have heard the song, Nobody Can Take My Baby Away From Me. She featured Fireboy on that song. And now the thing is, Burna Boy's mom is a talent manager. When she took over as Burna Boy's manager, everything changed. Now, because Burna Boy's mom, the dad, like Bosse Ogulu's dad, worked as Fela's manager. You managing the originator of Afrobeat. This is supposed to be Fela's children taking on the legacy of the father. Shin Kuti, Femi Kuti, all those people. But now this is Burna Boy actually doing it because the mom has first hand of what happened in Fela's camp. And Burna Boy is doing amazingly well for himself. Performed at the Champions League final at Istanbul, which was crazy. A lot of people went, people that don't watch football went to watch football because they wanted to see Burna Boy perform. I think it shows that Nigeria supports their own.
Of course. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on a short music break. I'm going to play one of the songs in the playlist. And the first song I'm going to play is Celebrate Me by Pataranki. Pataranki dropped a new album, and the name of the album was World Best. An amazing, amazing album. It had 15 songs in it. So I'm going to play you this song, Celebrate Me. Celebrate Jindy while I'm still here. If you have my flowers, give it to me. I want to smell them while I can still smell them. You get me? I want to feel them while I can still. Me say when I don't die, you come do it in the Dumo Bad. Come to tell me, say, it was such a nice friend.
I remember when Jindy said, if you want to write me a track, the name is Daniel Lawrence.
Yeah?
Don't forget that.
Please, I beg. So if you want to celebrate Shadow Problems, you do it while she's still here with us.
Please.
Don't be saying when you're gonna say, she was such a nice person, she was so beautiful. Please, that contract you have, give it to us now, we're still alive. So this is Celebrate Me, Pataranki. When we come back, we're gonna go straight to the next segment of the show, and the next segment we have the This or That and also the Deep Shit segment. We would love to hear her on the hot seats. She'll be on the hot seats.
Oh my god,
at the start of the show she said something about being vulnerable, so the listeners will hear you be vulnerable, and we'll love it, you know. So man them, please don't go anywhere.
Buff me, them is excuse, they slap me. Same people when I turn, they go yab me. Alright, tell me where then they run all the hustle, how they try sustain. Every Saturday, from Milaje down to Costain. I beg, no carry my blessing run. Today, not you, tomorrow, if it be my turn. Show me love. love no go show me Python. We be the same for all of our kingdom. So me say, celebrate me. Now when I day alive, appreciate me. Now when I day alive, don't be say when I live this life, you go the fake I'm for my wife. Celebrate me. Now when I day alive, appreciate me. Now when I day alive, don't be say when I live this life, you go the fake I'm for my back. LMO for it, you be big name. You be big name. My brother Young Don, you be big name. Onyama Avi, you don, big name. Faustin Sagila, big name. Ejelewan, you be big name. Obi Kubana, you be big name. Ato Eze, you be big name. Ben Peters, you be big name. Tom Polo, you be big name. Ochacho Ebelebe, you be big name. Okonjo Iweala, you be big name. Larry Gaga, one name, you be big name. A big name, make I put all my enemies in big shame. So me say, celebrate me. Now when I day alive, appreciate me. Now when I day alive, don't be say when I live this life, you go the fake I'm for my wife. Celebrate me. Now when I day alive, appreciate me. Now when I day alive, don't be say when I live this life, you go the fake I'm for my back. Give me, waiting I deserve. If I supposed to no put me for reserve. No go wait till I buy. Before you give me meat pie. Mike Adenuga, you be big name. Lucky Gardens, you be big name. Kabiesi, Ele Bushi, you be big name. Obafemi Martins, you be big name. Tell me your lawyer, you be big name. Ibrahim Mahama, you be big name. Sledge for Ghana, you be big name. Boy Chukudi, you be big name. Chief Ikuku, you be big name. NASA Reset, you be big name. Alfred Emile, you be big name. Talia Broca, you be big name. Big Lamb CP, big name. Imabagi, Billy Boom, you be big name. Afusho Fera, you be big name. Batura Lankosh, you be big name. Oh, you got me celebrating. Now when I day alive, appreciate me.
Gemstone still the boss, you don't know. Where's it?
Had to be the man, Patrick Ranking, with a song Celebrate Me. And yeah, you have to celebrate everybody while they're still here. Your parents, once in a blue moon, call your mom, tell her how much you love her. Don't even give her spaces to talk. When she wants to talk, just keep saying things. Make her feel emotional. Even though your parents are not still alive, you likely have siblings. Show them you love them and make sure that you celebrate them. Every win they have, make sure you show it to the world, because yeah, you're proud of them. You have to be. So ladies and gentlemen, this is still the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast, and you're hanging out with Jindy the Vibe Guard and also Shadow Promzy, the beautiful lady with amazing voice here in the studio with me. And this is the 12th episode of Vibe View, and this particular episode is called Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor Noah. And we're going straight to the next segment of the show. For the next segment of the show, we have the This or That segment, and we're going to do it. Now, first thing first, you took a picture today and you're trying to do a free advert for Coca-Cola. So for the first This or That question, Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
I'm not a big fan, but
Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Podcast or radio?
Oh my God, that's a hard one.
Yeah?
Radio. Radio.
Sound City or MTV Bass?
Sound City.
Twitter or TikTok?
Twitter.
Spotify or Apple Music?
I'll go for Spotify.
YouTube or Netflix?
Netflix. What?
Eat in or eat out?
Eat in.
You know, the thing is, a lot of Nigerian ladies start having issues with eating. I'm meeting a lady for the first time on social media, let's say Facebook or Instagram, and we start chatting. We want to plan a date. We're supposed to maybe probably sit out and have a conversation. She's probably going to pick between eating or eat out. So for a first date idea, which of this would you go for? So I have to ask you again to be sure, so that in case you have any crush that will be listening to you, be like, oh, so she likes eating, I'll probably invite her to my house. So please give the person clarity. On your first date, would you prefer to eat in or eat out?
On my first date, I prefer you eating your house, eating my I'm at house. I'm gonna video call. So eat in.
Eat in. Laptops or tablets?
Laptops.
Phone calls or text?
Puzzle so hard. I'm the texting kind of person.
Yeah.
And I'm not a calling kind of person. I prefer to see you. When I see you, that's when I realize I remember that you're still alive.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I think I'll prefer text.
Text, yeah. I'm a phone call kind of person, though. Okay. Some days, my social media life is very boring. You get me?
Are you serious?
It's very, very boring.
I kind of feel like you're the social media kind of person.
Social media kind of person in the sense that I post, I want to keep posting on my status on WhatsApp, on my story on Facebook. I want to be posting things, but please don't message me except you have money to give me. That is the only condition. Okay. Except you have money, you can message me, because there's some messages I see at times. I'm this kind of person that I have short attention span. I might be replying to messages, then message comes in, I'm like, I'm supposed to reply to that, then a notification comes into my laptop or my phone, and it's from Twitter or Instagram. I'll definitely click on it.
I guess.
Okay, let's say I'm chatting with someone and Instagram notifies me that Trevor Noah is going live. You think I will continue with that chat?
Great guy. That's why I don't need calls. I don't like calls because I work with my laptop. I work with my phone.
Yeah.
Don't, you cannot call me for an hour and think I'll be talking to you for
1 hour.
No. But I have to write. My roommates knew me then.
Yeah.
My roommates back then. If they see something, for example, maybe a post about Trevor, they'll be like, Promise, did you see this one?
Yeah.
Immediately they call my attention. I know who they're talking about and either it's Trevor. So don't call me and expect vacation comes to my phone and I think I won't end the call. I feel, I'm sorry.
Now let's go straight to the next segment, the deep shit. Now you're gonna be very vulnerable here because I'm gonna ask you questions that
I
will
don't
make
like
us
being
out.
Vulnerable.
We won't, okay, let's put it this way. We'll have candid conversations.
Okay.
Now from 1 to 50, pick any number from 1 to 50. You're gonna pick only 5 numbers.
Okay, 50.
If you were able to be youthful forever, how would you live your life differently now? Like, you know that, okay, I would still be 23 till like 100 years later. I'll still be 23. I'll still be 20 till 100 years later. So how would you live your life differently now, knowing fully well that you never age, you know, you not grow old?
Okay, how would I live my life? There's this book I'm writing about this time traveler. He went back and realized that physically in this world, he has 13 more days to live. Now he traveled back and realized that since he has 13 more days to live here, he could just use right now to change the order of things.
Yeah.
So what would I do
differently? Yeah. Now, if you would be very youthful,
I would write. God, hell, I would write. I would write all the stories that I had when I was 11 years old. Yeah. I'll start writing them, and I'll be very kind. I'm kind already.
Now you're making me feel this way that there's this thing about writers.
Okay.
And Nigeria, I tell people that if you're coming from, I won't say a poor home, you're coming from a family that they don't have connections, the money isn't there, and you want to be a writer, Onga, why are you?
Guy.
Because the thing is, you are here trying to publish books. You are wasting your time. Instead of you to learn a skill and
that's
better your
go
life.
For ghostwriting.
And how do you feel writing for other people? Like, you don't have your name on it, no credit. Okay, now the person takes all the credits, the name, everything. How do you feel? Yeah.
When Taylor Swift wrote she was already writing songs for this particular company without her name on it. So there was a time she got really rich and she wanted to buy the company because of those songs she wrote for them. They tagged her some names like that. I kind of feel like it makes me voiceless, makes me unseen, makes me obscure. But I know it's for the meantime. When I write for other writers, I write what they want, not what I want.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel so attached to the stories. Like, I have my own stories and I'm writing from my heart. I'm writing what I want. But when I ghostwrite, I'm writing what they want. And this is different from who I am. I write a lot of erotica.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just you doing the work.
Yes, for them.
Yeah.
If I'm supposed to write my own stories, you won't see any erotic
in it. Yeah.
You only see this kind of paranormal stories. You see time travels, those kind of stories. Those are what you see.
Kind of things, yeah?
Yeah.
Just like if I want to start writing, I'll be more of a fantasy kind of writer.
Exactly. So I don't really feel attached to the stories. The only story I felt kind of attached to was the Dr. Eva's story I told you about, the drag guy, the Eden drag guy, because I kind of feel like I wrote from my heart.
Yeah.
I really wrote from my heart for the first time. So I don't know how to feel attached to the stories I write for people.
Pick the next number.
18 is always my lucky number.
18. What ways can others show you their appreciation for you? For example, if I want to appreciate you for something you've done for me, thank you for being on the show. In what way do you feel I should appreciate you?
Wow. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Besides giving me money. Cash, please, cash. Plenty cash. Plenty cash. I need money.
Yeah?
Cash.
No, the thing is, yesterday I was at an event. I was the official MC. So when I went there, it was a big place. Yeah. People came around. A lot of students, more of students, because it was from the Estate Management Students Association. They had a pool party and I was the MC here. So, you know, they actually thought I was a hype man, but I'm not a hype man. Do I have the energy? I have the voice of a hype man. Yeah. I just do that on a site. So when I went there, I was doing my thing, like being an MC. Like, so now this man had my voice. When he started talking, he called me. He's the manager of the place, Carbana. He called me. He started talking to me. He said, sound like a radio. I do radio. I said, yes, I do radio. He's like, I heard it now. It's there in their voice. And people started giving me things.
Wow.
I don't do alcohol. I drank more of Monster yesterday, energy drink, because I needed that energy. And one man wanted to give me money. I was like, how should he do it? Should he be kind? Or like, answer. See, I need this money. Give me the cash.
Give me cash.
So the thing is, for me, at this point in my life, I need money.
I saw this video on IG.
Yeah.
This lady's an army.
Yeah.
On our wedding day, her husband brought a member, one of the members of BTS, to see.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? So the least you can do for me aside cash, bring me Trevor.
To MC your wedding, right?
No, let me marry Trevor.
Nah.
I don't mind the age gap. I don't mind.
You know, the thing is, that's not possible, you know?
I don't mind.
So pick the next number.
Okay, 9.
What is one thing or activity that makes you feel alive? If you're doing this, then you're in your element. You're in the avatar state.
Radio. Yeah.
I would also say listening to Trevor.
Of course, yes. No, when I listen to Trevor,
yeah?
These days I kind of feel like my mind is getting corrupt.
Yeah?
Thanks to...
You're starting to fantasize about the man. Please, eh?
Because I don't want to...
It's just like when I watch Terms, when I watch her videos, or when I... There's this lady, she plays for Chelsea Ladies. Her name is Lauren Gems. Yeah. Whenever I look at her, or whenever I see her pictures, I'm like, this lady, eh? There's a video from Thames I watched, Me and You. She dropped the video and it was directed by her. That video was magical. I was like, this lady, since you are doing something to Nigerian boys' brain.
She doesn't know. Stop it.
Same way you feel about Trevor. If you want to make me feel alive, just play me any song from Thames.
I think I'm going to do that after this.
Pick the next number.
Number 6.
Before we enter the main thing, are you dating or you're single?
Do you know?
Answer me straightforward. Don't cut through the corners. Are you single or you're dating? Tell me this thing.
I'm in a situationship.
It doesn't end well, just so you know.
The devil's in the detail.
Okay, you're in a situationship. Now tell us about a great date you had recently.
A great date. Yeah? I don't go out. I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
So I do not go out.
So that's why you prefer eat-ins.
Yes.
Matt. Amazing. Pick the next number.
Okay. I would have actually gone for number 1, but I don't know what. No. I'll go for 30.
30. Mm. If you had to change one thing about yourself, what would it be? What would you change? If you had a chance to change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I'll change where I come from.
Calm down. This is a diet attack to my nation. Calm down. Don't say anything again. Don't say anything. See.
Do not ask me why.
See. Calm down. Ethic men and women are people of prestige and honor. What are you saying? Why would you change?
Can they get me Trevor?
Nah, they cannot. They cannot give you things you are just having imaginations about.
Okay, I'm proud to come from Cross River City.
Yeah.
But then my fantasy wouldn't let me. I appreciate where I come from. But if I could only get really a little bit closer mm-hmm. to those, like these, not like so close, but mm-hmm. like this close to the celebrities I am actually uh-huh. head over ears for.
Yeah.
Come on. Not like with that scene.
Please don't ever say it again that you want to change. You're not, you know, let me not even talk much. Please pick the last number.
Oh, well, that was number 30, right?
Yeah. Last
47.
One. 47. What are you looking forward to this week?
This week?
Yeah.
This week is already ending. What do I look forward to this week?
Sunday is the start of a new week.
Yeah. Okay, apart from the fact that I have this story I'm trying to complete.
Okay, let's see. What are you looking forward to next week? Let's put it that way.
More money. Cash. I'm not materialistic, but right now, I need cash.
No, the truth is, people feel like they're not materialistic because this isn't about being contented with what you have and stuff. So some people feel like, I'm not materialistic and stuff. But so someone like me, if I should have the money in this world to get all the gears and the equipment I want. Someone said something about like when they were small, some of the food that they couldn't eat when they were small. Now that they have money, they buy it in abundance that they couldn't eat it. For me, it's not food. For me, it's gears. I tell myself the truth that
for
when
me,
I have
travels.
Money, travel,
I
right?
Need to travel, yeah.
For me, when I have money, I'll buy gears to fill my house. I will not be even, like, I will not use this one. I'll buy another one. Cameras, microphones, laptops, everything I want.
You look like a gadget person. Anyway.
Yeah. We're all materialistic. That's the truth. We're all materialistic. In different ways. Someone might be money.
Mine is actually insatiable. So
yeah.
So I want to try. I need more money so yeah. I can travel. So I can travel. The best thing about traveling is when I'm with my camera.
Yeah.
I get to.
You make vlogs.
Exactly. Yeah. I get to capture every wonder of nature. Post them out there so you could also watch.
It's people like you that if you jackpot from Nigeria and enter UK, you start a YouTube channel.
I'm telling you.
And you'll be pressing people's neck. Welcome to a new dispensation. There's no problem. We are done with this segment and we did the this or that and the dipshit all together.
You tell me that dipshit is always this interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Why don't I do it myself too? Like, ask you some questions.
No, we'll do that till the end of the show.
Okay.
For now, let's go back on a short music break. We have a song here and it's from the man Ashaki. Came from the album he called Walk of Art album, which happened to be the second album they dropped in the YBNL. And there's a song from that album that has been having a lot of e-plays and the name of the song is Lonely at the Top by the man Ashaki. When we come back, we're gonna do the pop culture questions.
Okay.
And ask the host, which is gonna put me on the hot seat and ask me questions that will make my palms to be sweaty. You wanna hear that?
Watch out for it.
In it. So ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere.
Money on my mind. Don't care what they yearning about me in particular. Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know. Oh la la la, the man but my love. But I'm caught the edition, my love. If you want to see the jack of my love, need to find anybody in the money I want. But they hear what the people they love. I shall get a little love. See love when I want to get another one. I go take and do it in a love. Waiting you love. Oh, be waiting. I love. Oh, waiting. I love. I go to a widow. I go. I go to the good God. I ask the money ginger. But when I know I know the ways that Mr. Money ginger. Just got it on. Give me no time. Bad boy, take me. I did fine. Extraordinary things. Show me love, I go show you more. Oh, love, oh, oh, oh. Obo shenshe, obo shenshe. Amo yi donte ja shirikele. Mu fo faye, mu ti fo faye. Yeah, yeah. Olola de mangba mo love. Koro koto yi disho mo love. If you want see le jako ma lo. Need to find anybody na money I want. But they hear what the people they go. Want to get a shakele ti love. See love when I wanna get another. I go take and do it in a love. Waiting you love, oh. Baby waiting I love, oh. Waiting I love. I go do a with all my heart, oh. Go go to no be vodka. Mr. Money ginger. But when I know the ways that Mr. Money ginger.
The only set of human beings that can actually relate to this song would be Arsenal fans. Because at some point last year, they were top of the Premier League, shouting, making noise, saying it's lonely at the top. But just so you know, they didn't win that particular Premier League. They stepped down from 1 to number 2 and Manchester City won. So nothing relates to this song. So this is Lonely at the Top by Ashake from the Walk of Art album. Yo, welcome back. This is still the Vibe View and I'm having the lady Shadow Promzy. And this episode is the 12th episode of Vibe View and we'll call this Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor Noah. You get me? So now, we're entering the next segment of the show and it's the pop culture questions and the Ask the Host. For the first pop culture question, I want to know your top 5 series and movies. Can be a mixture of movies and series.
Okay.
Top 5 series or movies of all times.
I'll go for Merlin.
At number 5?
At number 5, yes.
Yeah.
I'll have Legion of the Seeker.
Number 4?
I'll have The Witcher.
The Witcher?
Yeah.
I feel the plot development in the movie at some point became whack.
Yeah, became whack. And then I also realized that most of the actors that they were doing, too bad for them, but it was cool back then.
Then number 2?
Vampire's Diary.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Number one.
I can't really wrap my fingers around which movie
should get that spot. Mm-hmm.
But it has to be a Korean movie.
Yeah, current movie, yeah.
A Korean movie.
Korean.
Yeah.
All this, how did they do it? You know, Korean language is very beautiful.
Yeah.
How do they greet Korean? When I started loving Koreans, like they are very authentic with their storytelling.
Yeah.
Like I watched this movie, Squid Game.
Oh, okay.
The acting was so natural. Like everything.
Those guys are actually very natural when it comes to acting.
And that's where the language barrier, there were subtitles, so I could know what they were talking about. But the thing is, I so much want to learn that language.
Chincha?
Don't start. Don't start this, please. So it has to be a current movie. Which movie takes that spot?
I'm juggling between Scholar Who Walks the Night and Where I Beg Does So. Scholar Walks the Night. a blockbuster. The first Korean movie I watched and I fell in love with Korean movies,
yeah,
K-drama, was Warrior Beg Don Soo. Okay, so I'll go for Scholar Who Walks the Night. That's number one.
Yeah. Now give me a list of your top five albums of all times.
Taylor Swift's Hooks.
Hooks, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. BTS, Butter. Sweet like butter.
Yeah. Then number three.
Number three would go for... I can't bring in gospel songs, can I?
You can bring in a gospel album. You can bring it in.
Okay, I'll go for... oh my God. Why can I not know Christian music? Okay, I know Christian songs, but then the ones that I'm really, really, really in love with...
Yeah?
I love Dosunye Akan songs.
Yeah, Dosunye Akan, yeah?
Yeah. I love...
Maverick City. Yeah.
Maverick City. Bassi is actually very good. Yeah, but it's good. Yeah. Trust me. It's one of my favorite. You know, it's my favorite Nigerian gospel singer.
Yeah.
Then I would go for this song. Okay, yes, this song by Nathan Abasi.
To Be Too Cool.
No. I know God is
working. I don't know the song. So bad of me, a church boy like me.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's number five.
Yeah. That's number two.
That's number two.
Then number one.
Number one would be... Why am I like this? Okay. Number one would be Artie. Flowers, yeah.
Flowers, amazing.
I don't give girls flowers.
I give them good wood, though.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. You know, this thing about ladies when they're trying to like sing masculine songs, I'm like, this is a red flag.
Why?
Because a lady is saying, like, you know, that boys kind of play. That was a player kind of song. I don't give girls flowers.
I know that.
I give them good. A lady is singing it to me word for word. I know.
No, like when I listened to that song, I was like, this guy is mean.
Yeah.
This guy is so mean.
If you want me all to yourself, there, darling, you probably should go. There's no way I'm going to stand in the rain. Amazing.
But I'll still make you see my ear. Oh my God. Okay, Rap Monster said something. Okay, Jimin, sorry.
Yeah.
Someone said that BTS members all look feminine. They look feminine. It's true, Sha. Then Jimin said, I'll still make your girlfriend say my name.
I asked albums, you gave me songs, but it's no big deal. Now, let's go straight to the next segment. They asked the host, you have the right to, did I say right or privilege? Yeah, let me use privilege. To ask me three questions.
Are you ready?
Shoot.
Like, are you very ready?
I'm ready. Always ready.
All right. So, in next 5 to 10 years, if technology probably takes away podcasting and radio, and you can't do your thing anymore because robots that are doing the storytelling for people, for us, where would you be? What would you be doing at that time?
First, I want to correct this narrative. AI will take over the work of writers very soon if they add authenticity and originality to it.
Yeah.
But now, audio storytelling can never be done, no matter how hard you try to do it.
Have you listened? Okay, I know this person.
There's a song from Kanye West that was done by an AI, but it sounded like Kanye West. But now, listening to it, you know that there is an embedded voice in it that doesn't sound original. Okay. It might sound like the person, but it's not the person. It's done by something. There's a machine doing the work. So audio storytelling can only be authentic and original if it's done by a person, a real human being doing it. So maybe in years to come, and radio is not there because on radio stations, we have AI that's already been, they have everything ready, like formulated to do everything, read the news, do shows. Wow. Amazing.
So gardening.
Now the thing is, what would I be doing then?
Yeah.
I'll be in my village gardening, probably going into agriculture. Yeah, because I feel that would be the only thing I
cannot do.
So I'll be in my village raising my kids, showing them how to be traditional people because I'm a traditional man. The next question.
Next question. Oh my God, I did not prepare for this. This segment should actually be one of those heated moments where you when you sweat. Okay, let me do what Ellen likes doing in her show. So okay, one of Ellen's show, she was talking with Cardi B.
Yeah.
And she was asking Cardi B what that particular move was. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like Public Display of Affection?
PDA. I'm not a big fan of PDA because right from when I was a child, I was a very shy person. So I had girls in my locality always wanted to hold my hands. The hairy boy with a very shrill voice always wanted to hold my hands, but I didn't like it, especially coming from church. I used to like it. Don't hold my hands. Please.
Why?
don't hold me.
Because your mom will see you.
Not because of my mom. My parents are that kind of person that they'll see you with a girl and be like, I grew up with my granny.
Okay.
She's the kind of person. She's not that kind of person. She doesn't think that way. So I had liberty to walk with girls, go things where I'm supposed to go. But the thing is, I didn't like people holding my hands. If you are my friend, the only childhood friend I had that she could hold my hand was one. Her name, I won't mention her name, but her name starts with
D. Please, if you're listening.
She was the only person, but the rest, don't hold my hand.
Oh, wow.
I don't like public display of affection. I don't like it.
That wasn't a question, actually, but it seems you made it a question, so we'll just let it be. That wasn't supposed to be one of my questions, but it's cool.
Yeah?
It's cool. Okay, so this is going to be a very naughty question.
Mm-hmm. This is it.
Very naughty question.
Nah, I want to hear it.
Very naughty question.
Professor Law hearing things like this. Oh, yeah, start.
Okay. When I write erotic scenes,
yeah?
When I started writing erotic scenes, the foreplay was always like 50 seconds.
Which is very poor,
yes. Mm-hmm. And you just jump into the real thing.
Ah, no.
So do you like foreplay? And what is your own definition of foreplay?
Of foreplay.
Tell us the, like, step by step.
Please, procedure. If you are listening to me now, let me. I don't want to sound like Daniel Lawrence. I don't want to sound like Jindy. I want to sound like Professor Yemi. Yo, listen to me. See, if you want to do that thing.
Which thing?
No, I'm not mentioning any name. Huh? You don't corrupt me. I'm a pastor in my church. So if you want to do that thing.
Okay, wait, hold on, Jindy. This segment, what Jindy is about to say, is rated 18.
Yes, if you are not 18,
please
head back. Head back and listen to another. I have plenty podcasts. Listen to any of the episodes. Well, now the thing is, if you want to do the thing is, you cannot just jump in. How you just jump in and you just tell somebody, take off your clothes. It's as if soldier or thief is coming to your house, like, take off your clothes.
Off your pants.
You are not doing it that way. You're not doing the right way. Now, the thing is, if you're going for foreplay first, because it actually, that's one word I don't want to use. I don't want to use those words because I don't want to give you imagery in case you have not done practical before. So I don't want to give you image in your head, please, so that you don't do soapy. I don't want to spoil you. I'm a professor and also a pastor.
Okay.
So foreplay is very important.
Okay.
It's very, very important because if you're the kind of person that, oh, you probably don't last long, you don't go past 15 minutes, which is the normal time for the thing. Yeah. You don't go past 15 minutes. So I feel foreplay would keep you in the mood. And now it makes you probably fill your mind with some of the things and makes you lost in it. Because some people that feel sex is just like a chore for them. Like, it's just like something I just want to do to fulfill all righteousness. Okay. If I don't do it, my partner will not be happy. You get me? I think people talk about sexual compatibility.
Exactly.
And so I think that's one thing people talk about. I'm like, so what if you do this thing, they do all this blind date, not just blind date, just blind marriage, and when you get there, you find out that
arrange the marriage,
this person is not compatible, they don't like foreplay. Madam, Oga, just take off your clothes or just go straight to the point. Why will you cope if you are somewhere that God, foreplay is very important. And
okay.
Well, when I started reading, because I started with more of, I read romance novels, like there's this book I read, Sweet Accord. It was tagged a romantic novel. I did not know that it was a romance Christian novel. I was reading this book with the expression of that it's going to be a scene, not knowing that this writer was carrying me handicap. I was angry, child, but I still loved it. It was dope, but there was no sex in it. But the thing is, most writers don't give this vivid images when they're writing sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just, but if you're reading more of Harley Quinn books,
yeah,
they do a great job with it. I think there's a book I read, Shake Seduction. That was amazing. Also, there's Daily Gamble.
Okay.
Deli Gamble, amazing books, and also with amazing sex scenes and stuff. I don't want to tell you to come and read it. Read your Bible. Read your concentrate on God.
Yeah. There is this book called Doing the Something.
Yeah.
I was writing this essay for one of my clients.
Yeah.
And I came across this book, Doing the Something.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah.
It was a book on about Nigeria.
Yeah.
It was written by a white man, John Padden.
Yeah.
When I started reading this book, I was expecting doing this something.
Yeah.
God.
You know when you are reading something and you are expecting something.
Yeah. It did not quite give
it's
you
not
what
coming. God.
Okay. So let me also ask you this part. Okay. So I had to look up Trevor Noah's favorite books. He didn't write these books.
Books you read.
Yes.
From other writers and authors.
10 favorite books. And I saw The Traitor's Heart. That is so romantic.
Amazing.
That's
I think this is fantasy.
It's a politics book.
Yeah. You know, Trevor is a political analyst,
yeah,
and he does it so well. Kevin Hart said something that it's hard to see comedians like Trevor.
No, you can't
like,
find them.
Someone that talks about political stuff. He talks about these stuffs and he just brings in humor in it. Where do you see it? There's depth in it, there's authenticity in it, there's originality,
there's
and
humor.
You just have to laugh. He went to the White House correspondence. He was supposed to be the MC.
Okay.
And he also performed. What Trevor did there? The last time I laughed because of a performance from her White House correspondence dinner night was when Key from Key and Peele, he went there and did the anger translator for Barack Obama. I think that was the last time I enjoyed every bit of it. So Trevor went there and blew it up. Amazing.
Okay, like the last Grammys award we introduced Wayne Johnson to.
Yeah. Adele. You saw what
beautiful.
He did there? Like,
beautiful.
You know what he did? He went to where Jay-Z and Beyonce were seated and he was with the mic. Trevor is just too effortless on this thing. I want to get to that level where I'm an MC.
That's why I follow Trevor. For those of you who are listening, I'm not just following Trevor because of his good looks.
Yeah.
Please.
So ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of this particular episode of Vibeville. It was good to have my friend here with me.
Yeah.
She's also my friend, just so you know. And Promzy joined me on this episode and it's called Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor.
And we didn't even get to talk really much like Trevor. Like,
yeah.
I'm saying, before we end this episode, what is it about radio that makes you feel like Trevor? Is it the fact that nobody sees you?
Now, when I started the whole Radio Makes Me Feel Like Trevor movement, I had Burna Boy, music make me feel like Jordan. Okay. Music makes him feel like Jordan plays basketball. Now, I'm so much intrigued by what Trevor is doing. When you're presenting is a skill. I tell people that presentation is a skill. You learn it. Now, when I'm talking, I try doing the whole thing Trevor does, the whole pause, and I'm like, a lot of things just happen, you know? And you're trying to get these things done on the spot, and you're pointing these things out. Like, how do people do this? You know, I was in Ireland last month, and I met a friend. I just met this friend, and the Irish accent is beautiful, I would say. So I wanted to learn. Now, when I'm talking, I try to mimic Trevor. At some point, it was too much.
I know, right?
Someone started in the studio with me like, "You're sounding like Trevor." I'm like, yes.
That's so sweet.
So the thing is, that's what really makes me feel like I wanted to do radio from the outset because people don't see me, just hear my voice, and you fall in love.
That's what someone said.
And that makes me radio. Makes me save.
Yeah, radio is for ugly people with nice voices. But that's not true.
I'm not ugly. I'm not to ugly. Start with, please, I'm not ugly. But the thing is, someone heard my voice and I was like, I wanted to see a lanky guy, but I'm seeing this guy that has this body and big beards. You're supposed to ask to embarrass your voice, but I was like, he's joking. He likes my voice either way.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you. Gracias. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the end. Please, this is the end. Because if you continue, we will talk for 2 hours. Exactly. I'm going to end the show with a song from Burna Boy. This song came from the Twice as Tall album. The album that won the Grammys. Baby, we're going to choose that one. Because yeah, that song, I tipped that album to win the Grammys. And it did. I still have receipt. I get evidence. Evidence did.
Yeah,
it's not entire. I know,
but since this episode is about Trevor, I know one of Trevor's favorite songs. What is it right now?
No, I don't want to go there. So I'm going to play you this song for Burna Boy, and the song is 23. Yes, baby, the song is 23 from the Twice as Tall album. And please, the next episode, I told you guys that the next episode of the show would be with couples, and the name of that episode would be This Relationship People Safe. You will love it. Trust me, you will love it. Thank you for coming to my sitcom career.
You stand up on it.
This one is sitcom comedy. So ladies and gentlemen, this is it. And we had an amazing time with Promzy. Burna Boy, 23, playing in the background. Do well to have a swell time and enjoy the rest of your week.
Music make me feel like be Jordan. Don't understand what they say, I ain't bugger. Got the money all around you, so. Understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Got the money all around me, so down. Anybody listening? Only what up in my head and my feet. Congrats, I jab. Don't go, come the doubt. I'm so what's the outcome? It's a map on. Roll a lap one, look out my album. When I trust anyone, but all that I have, and I've been working. No go do like say, I don't deserve them. Defend myself in a fear, no one. Because if you give me plenty, Connie, give me plenty, money. Hypocritic, on with the pretending, Connie. Got to prevent them from me. Them are identical to the devil, Connie. I just sit down, walk on me. But then me keep look on me. I go be all I can be. All who are gonna walk on me. The music make me feel like be Jordan. Don't understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Got the money all around me, so down. Anybody listening? Only what up in my head and my feet. Anybody try me, then go. The music make me feel like be Jordan. Don't understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Got the money all around me, so down. Anybody listening? Only what up in my head and my feet. No matter what them can't prove, what them can't prove, cause them want to twist my food. Give you my food, then you thought say I charge you. Try to pick up a man car, got the pass you. Feel like I'm coming from my uncle. My arrival come fuck up the cycle. Come in cycle, I no telling what I might do. Why you let me make me bread out of a man's like you? Because if you give me plenty money, but give me plenty money. Hypocrite plenty gone, with the pretending money. To prevent them from me, them are identical to the devil, Connie. I just sit down, walk on me, but they make you look on me. I go be all I can be, all who are gonna walk on me. The music make me feel like each other. Don't understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Got the money all around me, so down. Anybody listening? Only what up in my head and my feet. Anybody try me, then go. Burosi, burosi. The music make me feel like be Jordan.
feet. Don't grasp, I jack, don't go, come, that I'm supposed to jack, it's a mad one. Roll a loud one, look at my album. When I trust anyone, but rather that I have, and I've been working. No good to like say, I don't deserve them. Defend myself, me not fear no one.